Let's go over some of the flaws with ERISA and with current financial planning formulas. Some of the more apparent flaws Rich Dad saw are 1. The law has a mandatory withdrawal mechanism. This flaw will cause major problems around the year 2016. In the year 2016, it is estimated that there will be 2,282,887 people turning 70 years of age in America. In 2017, the number of people turning 70 years of age jumps to 2,928,818. The jump is caused because the first of the baby boomers begin turning 70. That is a jump of nearly 700,000 more people turning 70 than in the year before, and the number increases from there on. In 1 year, that is a jump of nearly 30%. That may give you an idea of the effect this baby boom generation will have on DC pension plans and the stock market. It's tough for a market to keep going up if people are required by law to sell what they own. People ask why there is a mandatory withdrawal. The answer is simple. The answer is taxes. It appears that when this law was passed, the Internal Revenue Service wanted to know when they were going to get paid. Since the money in a DC plan is contributed tax-free and grows tax-free, the question was, when will the government get its share? When will the money be taxed? So the government provided an answer at 70 and a half years of age. 2. The law failed to require the education system to provide the proper financial education. A high financial IQ is mandatory for anyone who is serious about investing. When ERISA was passed, no one told the schools to start teaching financial literacy, and financial literacy is the basis of a person's financial IQ. Most people think investing is risky, when it does not have to be, simply because they never have been trained in the basics of financial matters. As Rich Dad said, anything is risky, even crossing the street, if no one has ever taught you how to do it. 3. No one is questioning the assumptions. The assumptions of the law are based on just that, assumptions, not facts. What happens if a retiree finds out that at age 65, the assumptions his financial planner used 40 years earlier were wrong? Advisors are simply handing out financial advice, and people are buying investments without many questions being asked. 4. There are too many mutual funds companies. Today, there are more mutual funds companies than actual publicly listed companies, which makes it hard to figure out which funds are good and which funds are bad. 5. The cost of retirement keeps going up. Having more and more mutual funds chasing only a few real stocks from real companies causes the price of the company's stock to be overinflated, which means the cost of retirement keeps going up. 6. A DC plan does not protect you after retirement. The stock market may crash after the person retires, wiping out the retiree's nest egg and financial security. 7. Many employees are not contributing to their retirement plans. I have seen figures that range from 50% or less to 10% or less of all baby boomers will have enough money set aside for retirement. 8. A DC plan may not work for older workers. If a person is 45 years of age or older when they begin setting money aside for retirement, a DC pension plan may not work. There is simply not enough time for the plan to work. 9. Too many non-investors are handing out investment advice. Many investment advisors educating the public are not really investors. They are salespeople. Most investment advisors are required to only sell their company's financial product, which limits their objectivity. On top of that, most advisors only know one category of investments, investments such as paper assets or real estate or businesses. Or as Warren Buffett says, never ask the barber if you need a haircut. 10. Can you afford to stay alive after you retire? After retirement, will retirees be able to afford health care for as long as they live? In just a few years, not only will the market be hit by millions of baby boomers beginning their systematic withdrawals, the market will also be hit by millions of baby boomers needing money for medical expenses. Let's say a 75-year-old retiree with a DC plan, with $500,000 in assets in his or her portfolio, has limited medical insurance, and suddenly needs $150,000 for life-saving cancer surgery. Do you think this retiree will choose to save money and not have the surgery, or will he or she sell $150,000 worth of mutual funds to cover those expenses? My guess is that there will soon be millions of retirees selling large portions of their portfolios and not following the plan of systematic withdrawal in order to cover medical expenses. If that happens, what happens to the stock market?